Stephen G. Brown has served in full-time ministry for over 24 years, most of that time serving students and young adults. He has a passion for engaging people who may be overlooked and for providing support and guidance toward purpose and fulfillment. In February of 2011, Stephen was elected to be the lead pastor of Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church, or GBBC, of East Dallas. Stephen was formerly trained at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, and Dallas Theological Seminary, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts and a Master of Theology, respectively. Stephen is joyfully married to Dr. Nicole T. Brown, a pediatrician, and they have one son, Stephen Nicholas, 10, and one daughter, Simone Elise, 6. So please join me in welcoming Pastor Stephen Brown to chapel today.
God bless you. Good morning, everyone. I was told I have about 2 hours, so the first hour of our time, it's an honor to be here. I'm grateful for the privilege, and I want to jump right to it. Amen?
Amen.
I want to open by confessing that I have never been a very good student. I discovered this when I was in undergraduate study. Had a meeting with our guidance counselor, and he pulled me in his office, and he pulled out my transcript. He said, "Stephen, I need you to see something. There are some eyes on your transcript." Steve, you must understand that eyes are a status, not a grade. You have work that you have to do. Stephen, if you don't finish the assignments where these eyes are on your transcript, they will be then converted to a grade. And Stephen, I need for you to know you don't want that grade. And here's his last statement. He said, "Stephen, completion is not an option. Completion is not an option. With that same theme of finishing, completion, we find ourselves in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, where the Apostle Paul is giving his farewell testimonial address to his young protege, Timothy. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Finishing well. Students and staff and faculty, we have been called to both fight and finish. We serve a God of completion. Of the creation account in Genesis, it speaks of the Lord God creating all of the things that we now know and experience. And then it suggested that on the last day he rested. The Lord rested not because he was tired, but because he was finished. We serve a God of completion, of finishing. And so as Apostle Paul, as he addresses his young protege, Timothy, he needs for him to understand that he sees his finish line. He can almost grab it. And so he pulls his young protege closer and whispers in his ear, "I need you to leave it all on the field." Students, I need for you to understand the same thing as it relates to your academic studies. You all have a specific assignment now that you are called and compelled to finish. Not just start, not just tarry, not just have a good time, which is all a part of it, but the ultimate calling is to finish. Paul left it all on the field. And as he opens up 2 Timothy chapter 4, he begins by giving Timothy an exhortation, some principles that he needs for him to understand. He says, "The time will come." And I submit to you, beloved, that that time is now. And I'm paraphrasing, but the time will come when the exhortation of the word will not be appreciated, when men and women of faith who serve and live will not be valued, for the time will come. So he gives them a few observations. He said, "Listen, it's time to get serious about Scripture." Now, if I were in my church, I'd say Scripture. Amen, that sounded good. It's time to get serious about Scripture, because people will establish for themselves those who have an itch that needs to be scratched. And they will hoist up men and women to proclaim erroneous doctrines. And if you're not serious about Scripture, you may be one of those propped up preachers. But then he says it's time not only for Scripture, but it's time to get serious about ministry. And he speaks of the longevity of ministry and how we have to protect and guard ourselves against those things that seek to destroy us. But then he says it's time to get serious about legacy. And so he speaks of leaving behind something for which others can grab a hold to. There was an English actor named McGrady, true story. And this preacher came to him, a famous preacher came to him and said, "I wish you would explain something to me, please, McGrady." He says, "I don't know if I can explain anything to a preacher, but I'll give it a shot." He says, "Well, what is the reason for the difference between you and me?" He said, "You appear before crowds, sold out crowds, day in and day out, and you're speaking fiction, McGrady." He said, "But I am delivering the truth of the word of God. I'm preaching my heart out, but I can barely get two or three people to gather." McGrady responded to him, "Well, the difference is quite simple. I present my fiction as though it were truth, but you present your truth as though it were fiction." And see, this is the challenge and the charge for us in finishing well. We have to stop declaring the truth of God's word with a question mark at the end, as if what we're saying is up for negotiation, debate, or discussion. Paul says, "I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time for my departure is close." Three things, and I'll let you go. Number one, beloved, you have to fight till you've won. Somebody say, fight,
fight.
Till you've won. In Philippians 3rd chapter, Paul says, "I'm pressing toward the mark. I'm agonizing. I'm straining toward the mark." You know that you've won when you've received your prize. So here is a principle I need for you to understand. We're not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. Jesus Christ has already carried the heavy weights. All we have to do is walk it out. Beloved, you got to fight until you've won. So then the declaration is this: finishing your studies does not mean you have won. It actually means you're just getting started. That's why we call it a commencement. Life is just about to begin in ministry. The finish line is not your degree. It's just another lap around the track. So he says, "I want you to be poured out." It's very similar to, you know, college students, seminary students, you understand the value of getting the most for your money. Have you ever had that tube of toothpaste where you know there's a little bit left? And it didn't look like it's completely flat, but you just kept pressing and you kept pressing. Then you got real wise. You got some scissors and you cut the back off and you just keep living. You'll get there. Amen. And that's the essence of being poured out. Fight till you've won. The fight ain't over till it's over. But he goes on to say, "I fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith." Be faithful to the finish. Somebody say, be faithful to the finish. Paul says, there is a good fight. He said, there must be a finished race, and there must be kept faith. Now, inference of the text is, if there's a good fight, then there may be a bad fight. So you got to guard yourselves against the bad fights, those things that consume your energy and have no eternal significance, those things that rob you and your family of precious time. Paul says, fight the good fight, but then you got to finish the race. That means you have fulfilled the purpose for which God has created, saved, and called you to fulfill. But then this issue of kept faith, faithful until the finish. In the Goodwill Games in Edmonton, Canada, the Jamaican team, which they were scheduled to win as they win all of the 4x100 races, the third leg of that race was waiting on the baton, but then he took his eyes off of his race and watched his teammate do the long jump. And at that very instant, he missed his handoff. Watch this. He was not focused on his race, but he was looking at someone else's race. Beloved, you cannot waste any time being preoccupied with other people's races. Fight till you've won. Be faithful to the finish. And then verse 8 declares, there is a reward for me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have loved his appearing. My father in the ministry, Dr. Aloys Patterson Jr., puts it this way. He says, the Lord will not say well done until you well do. Oh, y'all missed it. Somebody was coughing. Let me say it again. The Lord will not say well done until you well do. So the last part is you got to be focused on the prize. Paul says there's going to be a heavenly reception and there's going to be heavenly rewards. So even as you serve day in and day out, interacting with people, getting your studies, ministering the word of God, serving other individuals, there has to be an inward focus upon heavenly glory. You have to understand that this is not as good as it gets, regardless of how good it gets on this side. So much of what we get caught up is terrestrial, mundane, temporal. The Father has challenged us to have a greater perspective. Fight till you've won. Be faithful to the finish. Be focused on the prize. The Greeks had a race in their Olympic Games, an unusual race. The winner was not selected by finishing first, but the winner was selected based upon finishing with his torch still lit. And that's the challenge I give to you. I want you to walk across that heavenly throne with your torch still lit, on fire for the Lord, awaiting your heavenly reception and your heavenly rewards. Beloved, you got to finish well. And in my Baptist preaching tradition, we discovered that Paul wasn't the first one that finished well. Because as he hung on that old rugged cross, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ pressed himself up, opened up his mouth, and declared, "It is finished." Let us pray. Father, we're grateful for the privilege of finishing well. Thank you for the example of the Apostle Paul as he pours into Timothy. And Father, he's also pouring into us. Father, may we see this time at Dallas Seminary not as one to be finished, but as one to prepare us for what is next. Father, give us an eternal perspective for all that you've called us to do. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for the privilege of serving. We glorify and bless you. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you. Have a great day.